9.
Nine.
Yeah. Wow.
Well done. 8. 7. 6. 6s. 5. Yeah, I'll put myself between 4 and 5. How many zeros?
Good one.
Okay. What are the indications of not being able to accept yourself?
Striving.
Excellent. Striving for what?
To be better.
Yes?
Recognition.
Striving for recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Tension. Tension. That means able to accept yourself, acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Something to achieve.
Something to achieve. That's similar to Cindy's, huh? Striving to achieve.
Doubt.
Doubt, good. Yeah. How did that feel?
Not that I'm believing myself.
Excellent. So there's a kind of inherent insecurity about being you. Mm. Good?
I have avoidance.
Avoidance, yes, of?
anything uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to please.
Trying to please.
Lack of
trust.
And physical discomfort.
How does physical discomfort feature?
It takes your focus to parts of your body that's uncomfortable.
So therefore you don't have to feel yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suppression.
Suppression.
Yeah. Well, for me, I can be comfortable with myself, but when I'm with people, I don't feel comfortable.
Uh huh.
So on your own, I can be a 10, but if I'm with people, I feel like I'm a 3.
Is this because you feel people are judging you?
Well, maybe judging is lack of trust of oneself.
Right.
For me, it depended on who I was with.
Yes.
So some people I was more happy to be relaxed in myself, but in other people I wasn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easier to be myself in silence.
In silence, yes. Good.
I had difficulty with the question because of how it was phrased. Am I right in thinking you said being who you are?
Something like that, I can't remember.
Well, for me, that suggested that there was one way that I was,
mm-hmm.
and it seemed to me that I changed.
And can you accept who you are with each change?
Yeah, unless I get tripped up by some subliminal reason that thrusts me into.
Well, isn't it possible that this is what I'm driving at?
Yes.
To try and expose these subtle activities.
Yeah.
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 I found that I had two ratings. One was higher, and when I'm just in ignorance, you know, doing my normal stuff.
Yes.
I can rate myself higher than when I drop down into deeper level.
Excellent. Yes, could definitely vary. Ignorance is bliss, perhaps.
I also found that my rating went down the longer the meditation. It's not quite dying.
Good one. If I use a phrase like the mind pulling away from the moment, would it mean anything to you? Okay. How many of you find your minds pull away from the moment? That's a powerful indicator of not wanting to be who you are, where you are at that moment. Isn't it? Mind wants to pull away, be somebody else, somewhere else. Yeah? Interesting. So, there are these subtle indicators that give us a clue about what's going on. And unless we conduct this kind of an investigation, we may not actually realize what's going on, yeah? And I think most of us, as Willem says, the more we're there, the lower the rating goes. I started this exercise at about 4 o'clock this morning. But I never got above 5. Yeah. Okay, so now, if we look at our compassion training, as with, I think, any training in the area of working with the mind, I think one of the really important things we need to get extremely clear about is the degree to which the mind is controlled by unseen forces. Are you beginning to get that? So, when we talked about mindfulness, I talked about the undercurrent arising involuntarily. And because we are so obsessively involved with the content of the undercurrent, we're always identifying with it. We're always becoming involved with it. Therefore, there's this constant process of thoughts, emotions, moods, mind states flowing into our conscious experience, and then an almost simultaneous and immediate engagement and involvement with those forces. So it's almost as though we're constantly being carried on an energy stream that is arising, appearing, manifesting by itself. And this is interesting because most of us have a sense that we should be able to control our lives. But the more we realize this movement of energy, the more we will realize we're actually not very much in control. The area of self-determination comes at a very superficial level in relation to the way we are able to manage. It's a kind of management process, is it not? How do we manage these energies that are constantly coming up? Did you put your hand up? Okay, so are you all with me on this managing thing? Now, of course we'll all develop our own styles of management. What would you say is the most common?
Suppression.
Yeah. Suppression, denial, avoidance. Interesting that. It's suppression, denial, avoidance of ourselves. It's quite bizarre when you start looking at it like this. And then there will be corners where we feel okay and safe. And this is why Heather's exercise on preference is so important. Because now we begin to see how the whole preference system is actually dictating our management style. Because we will automatically try not to experience what we don't like. This is basically what we're trying to do. We're trying not to experience what we don't like. Therefore, we're trying not to experience ourselves in a large number of modes. And we will only agree to experience ourselves when what is displaying itself meets our preference. So now, on our scale of 1 to 10, what we're looking at is basically that. how extensively we are willing to experience what is there. The best device we have at our disposal for not experiencing is ignorance. The mind actually has a remarkable capacity for ignoring what is actually manifesting within it. And the product of this is we don't realize what's going on. We only find ourselves in touch with a small segment. The rest we don't know about. And this not knowing can be very profound. Those of you who've read Greek history remember the Delphic Oracle, yes? She lived in a cave where there were vapors coming up from some subterranean volcanic activity, so she was a bit crazy. And you'd go and consult her and she would say crazy things and it sounded very wise. But carved on a thing outside the cave was that one sentence, know thyself. And that was the most difficult thing for people to do, wasn't it? Know thyself. So we have this issue in our lives. Are we actually able to know ourselves? It seems so obvious. You know, you're with yourself 24 hours a day. Surely you must know yourself. But actually, most people don't.